Last week we had InstaVerdict. Were you here last week?
No.
Yeah, we had InstaVerdict last week.
I missed last week.
Well, you missed a darn tootin' good show.
We did InstaVerdict last week.
My opinion on it is I wasn't there. The jury hasn't been juried yet. Nobody knows.
WAIF, Cincinnati.
That's us.
What's your opinion, Liza?
I don't know.
You obviously wouldn't have brought it up.
So I'm listening to some of that mainstream talk radio today just to see checking out the competition, as me and Chris are apt to do. And here's the way every call started today on the mainstream talk shows. Hey there, Butch. I'll just pretend like the guy's name was Butch. Hey, Butch, I am so sick to death of this O.J. Simpson story. I don't want to hear about it anymore. And Butch would say, me too, caller, so what's on your mind? And the caller would say, but I tell you what really makes me mad about this O.J. Simpson thing. And then they would talk for 10 minutes about how they're sick and tired of hearing about O.J. Simpson.
Because they have the every 10-minute O.J. Simpson update on TV, there's nothing really else going on.
O.J. today consumed a meatloaf sandwich with a side helping of peaches and cottage cheese. They have to. I don't know.
What, bathroom report?
They got to do something. They got to fill up all the time. Tonight, that Barbara Walters show, Turning Point. You know, I'm always watching the news for it. The whole show is devoted to the juice. The whole show. Nothing else happened this week.
Yeah. Sam Donaldson was getting a little bit too into it, I think.
Barbara Walters is a whore.
Barbara Walters is an idiot.
Piece of shit.
She was supposed to be on the vanguard of women journalists, and she just sold out to talk to Sharon Stone and people nominated for Oscars or whatever.
She was supposed to be the big, beautiful woman journalist, though.
She was going to be it. She was going to be the tits of journalism, and then all she just sold out. Now she just does fluff.
I still have to talk to Sharon Stone.
Fluff interviews with Billy Crystal or Kirstie Alley.
Yeah,
that's it.
Is that all you wanted, Liza?
I guess.
So do you think O.J. did it or not?
I don't know.
I'm so sick of talking about this.
Probably. I don't know why else he'd try to leave.
What's a 30-year-old millionaire football player doing with some 18-year-old waitress anyway?
Well, they said she was a gold digger.
No kidding. 18-year-old, an 18-year-old waitress marrying a 30-year-old millionaire football player is a gold digger?
If you were an 18-year-old waitress, you'd marry a 30-year-old millionaire football player.
I didn't say she was stupid. I just said she was a gold digger.
Okay, well, I'm going to go.
Why is
it calling us?
Sure.
Yeah, we needed some,
What?
I don't know. What do chicks have that guys don't have? We have testosterone.
Panache.
No, we have testosterone. What do women have?
Zest. 749-1444.
Estrogen.
The phone number at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is 749-1444. It's about 4 minutes after 3 o'clock. And on the fours, on the Chris and Rob Talk Show, on the fours, we do weather. And here's Rob with tonight's weather on the fours.
High of 88 degrees today with a low of 64. Partly sunny, warm, and less humid. Cooler to the upper 70s this evening. Scattered thunderstorms Thursday and Friday. Currently, he's got pop on my chin.
Jim, you are such a klutz.
This is my new snakes, man. These are my new snakes. Look at my new snakes.
Jim,
I haven't even kicked Chris's ass in tennis with these things yet.
You're fired.
Gee, Minnetley. Jiminy Christmas, I got pop.
Look at that. What a mess.
Oh, my hairs will stick all clumpy. Good thing I have no hair on my... Good thing I shaved my legs this
chaos is courtesy of
Jim.
Jim's clumsiness. Hey, you can't have another one. You put that bottle back. Jim just spilled an entire cup of Pepsi Cola on Rob's lap. Rob's drenched. He looked like he just wet his pants. Hello? Hey, don't do that.
Steve.
Steve, you're on the air.
Hey, what you think about gays, bud?
What do we think about what?
Oh, man.
Gays.
Gay people?
Yeah.
I don't really have an opinion on them. Do you, Rob?
Hey, man, they're fine with me. Whatever they want to do, they can do. This is the land of the free. You live how you want to live it. Just like Chuck Berry said, playing My Ding-a-ling over to London. Well, it's a free country. You live how you want to live. There's a guy over here. He's singing mine.
You always seem sort of queer to me, bud.
Well, I'll tell you something. The people that I do have a discrimination against are stupid people. Like people who spill soda pops in my co-host's lap.
Gee. He's our science editor, and you're calling him stupid?
He knows
plus, what he doesn't know is how to clean up a pop without a napkin or a towel. Mm.
Go to Raw.
Hi, sports fans. Welcome to Ace Grobney Talks with the Superstars. Tonight's guest, the incredible fullback.
Good evening, Cincinnati. It's 10 minutes after 3 o'clock.
And I'm Rob. Huh? What? What were you saying?
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And the phone number here is 749-1444. And guess who we have on the phone right now that put us on hold?
The John Hancock Tower.
Yeah.
94th floor of the John Hancock Tower. A guy named Joe.
In Chicago, Illinois, they got a building that's like 100 feet tall almost.
And John Hancock was from Boston, so why is there a building in Chicago named after him? We will ask him that question.
And the 94th floor is pretty high up there. And that he can see almost to Minnesota.
This is the highest building in the universe.
No, it's not. Is it really? No. The Sears Tower is bigger.
The World Trade Center is bigger.
Yeah.
Which one's the Hancock building? Is that the one that has the real slanty angled roof?
Yeah, it kind of goes up almost like a pyramid that's got that two
but,
little...
But it's like, it looks like it's been cut. Looks like somebody cut through it or something almost.
Yeah, almost.
What tall building does not have antennas on it?
Jim's brought up another question. What tall building does not have an antenna on it? Because the guy on the 94th floor wants to watch TV. You know, so they all have. Anyway, if we're on hold, I'm just going to put the phone down and we'll delve into some of these little articles that we brought.
Oh, we will?
Well, dude, we were waiting. We're hanging around. I mean, I guess we could just keep babbling about Chicago and... give me one of those.
It's
then.
A toddle in town.
You know what Carl Sandburg called it?
What?
The city with big shoulders.
What does Ryan Sandburg call it?
Home. The Better Business Bureau warns job seekers to beware of ads claiming high profits for easy at-home work. Chances are you'll lose money instead of making money if you become involved in a work-at-home scheme. There you go. Handle that one. Buddy boo. Hey, Joe!
How we doing?
Hey, how are you, Joe?
Fantastic.
How are things there on the 94th floor of the John Hancock building?
Oh, it's a beautiful night tonight. This is clear, looking good tonight.
This is the tallest building in North America, right?
No, that's not exactly true.
Number 5?
Something like that, yeah. I'm not exactly sure, but I know we got at least a couple taller.
Okay, John Hancock was from Boston. Why is there a building in Chicago named after him?
This is a gift to the beautiful city of Chicago from the John Hancock Insurance Company.
An insurance company bought you guys a building?
Well, didn't buy us a building. I think they bought themselves a building and just named it after themselves.
How much money did the city make on that building? Through kickbacks to Daly's boys and stuff.
Daly didn't have any boys when this was built.
This is before Daly?
Oh, yeah. Before either one of them.
So what is it that you do on the top of the John Hancock building at 2:15 in the morning your time, 3:15 in the morning our time?
I do traffic on the radio.
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of like traffic and weather on the 10s?
Kind of like that, but a little more sporadic than that.
Give us a traffic report for the toddling town of Chicago.
Okay. Right now, we're not looking at a lot of stuff. We do have a fire on the west side. A lot of equipment headed out to Pulaski and Roosevelt. Right now, it's still in box alarm out there. Also in Franklin Park, northbound Mannheim Road shut down just south of Franklin. Got a rollover accident with a number of injuries out there. A lot of equipment on the scene. Otherwise, looking pretty good on the expressways. The outbound Kennedy at Kimball. You do have a left lane block of road work until 5 a.m. till it gets picked up. 22 from downtown out to the airport.
What about Michigan Avenue?
Looks great.
All this at 2 o'clock in the morning, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I bet we have some people in our listening audience here in the Queen City that are from Chicago, and I'm sure that they really appreciated that, and it took them back home.
Well, I hope so. Anything I can do to...
Well, we want Chicago weather now. Lane. That's what we want
you to
do.
Yeah, Chicago weather.
Oh,
Because, you know, we get it about 3 hours later.
Okay, let me see. This evening, clear and cooler. During the day tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant. The overnight low is 60. Tomorrow's high 85, cooler near the lake. Currently, temperature to O'Hare 64, Midway 71. Temperature to Lakefront is 69 degrees with humidity at 67%.
So what's a hotter topic now on the Chicago talk shows, the Juice or Ross Gronkowski?
Oh, Juice, definitely. Ross Gronkowski's a big-time back burner. I think he might have been behind the whole thing just to get him out of the news.
Joe, in your personal opinion,
yes,
Ryan Sandberg, wimp or hero?
Or was Ross Gronkowski...
I got to say hero just because I'm the representative from Chicago right now, but...
But why'd he quit? Quitters never win.
I think Ross Gronkowski paid him to quit. To get Sandberg on the front page and get Ross Gronkowski
off the front page.
That could be it, or possibly Sandberg quit, then did the whole O.J. thing. He's trying to get the part in the next Naked Gun movie, I think.
Wow.
Well, I never heard that theory.
Cool.
That's what I'm thinking anyway.
So do you do this for a lot of radio stations?
During the overnight, we only have a couple.
Now you've added a new one, WAIF in Cincinnati.
Indeed. And glad to have you on the... Glad to have you on the log.
What do you think about that big soccer game in your town?
My roommate went today. Had a good time. Said it was pretty exciting stuff. He was pretty impressed by it. I haven't seen it because you only watch it on the Spanish channels here in town. And but hey, it's bringing a lot of people into town. City looks good for doing it.
Now, when's that jazz festival that Chicago's so famous for?
Jazz Fest. I'm not sure. I don't have an exact date on that now. We already had the Blues and Gospel Fest downtown.
How'd that go?
Oh, excellent.
Blues Who played?
Fest, the Blues Fest was fantastic.
Was Hooker there?
No. Coco Taylor was in town. She rocked it. You know, the usual Buddy Guy came back.
Cool.
Good time.
Thought he was dead.
Who?
Buddy Guy?
No.
Was Albert Collins there?
Iceman, he's dead.
I don't know about that.
He's dead.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep track of those Blues guys. They drop off like flies, you know.
How about them Sox? Those guys are playing some ball, ain't they?
Yes, sir.
What else is there to talk about at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Let me see. That's more than I usually talk about.
No one ever asks you about Sandberg when you're giving traffic, or no one asks you about Black Jack McDowell?
No.
When's he going to put out a new album?
I don't know. I think him and Vetter are going to go down.
Eddie Vetter?
Some more trouble, yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah, he got in a fight with those guys down there in New Orleans, didn't he?
Yeah, last year.
What's your favorite local band from Chicago that you go see on the weekends?
My favorite local band.
REO doesn't count.
We got a great little band called Domba 8 in Chicago. That happens to be one of our employees, isn't it? One of our drivers. Just a rocking little, like, reggae world beat kind of thing.
Cool.
Domba 8.
Put out their first album. Good stuff.
Are they the next big thing?
They could be.
Why don't they send us a promo copy? No, seriously, I mean, we're a radio station. We play music.
Yeah.
We just got done playing the brand new Tom Landry album.
There you go.
Tom Landry. You want the address? We'll give you the address here on air. Post Office Box 6126. You jotting this?
Yep.
Cincinnati, one end, two ends. Ohio, round up both ends and high in the middle. 45206. Attention, Chris and Rob.
All right.
And we'll get some airplay. Down by six? Is that their
Domba. D-H-A-M-B-A.
Down by six, like the Bears always were this past year.
Very funny. They're coming back this year, though.
We hope. Where do they come to the jungle, baby?
Oh, what, the Bengals?
Yep. Oh, we got Neon now. We got Neon in the backfield. You guys have no quarterback.
Come on. We got a brand new, some cat coming this year.
Who?
I don't remember.
Harbaugh?
Some guy's supposed to solve all our problems, make us happy again.
Doug Flutie.
All right, well, thanks a lot for taking some time out of your busy night up there on the 94th floor to talk to us tonight, Joe.
Well, I sure do appreciate it. Had a good time.
Hey, can you ever,
have a good night.
Can you, like, throw a stick of dynamite out of your window and hit the lake?
Oh, no, all our windows are sealed because of all the problems we've had in the past and stuff like that.
What kind of problems? What's the coolest thing ever happened?
Jumpers? No, it's I've never killed anyone from this high.
you did on the third floor, though, huh?
Yeah, I've wounded some people, but never had a good enough aim to kill them.
Joe, I tell you what, when we're big time nationwide, coast to coast from Seattle, if you want to come and work for us, you got the gig.
I can do your traffic.
You can do my traffic, you can do my weather, you can do everything.
Oh, that rocks. Thanks, fellas.
Later.
You have a good night.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number
We can make him a regular feature almost.
We'll call him next week.
What I like is how he slipped right into that radio voice. You go to Westward Avenue, you'll have left lane is closed today. I didn't understand a word he said, though. Is this going to start singing here in a minute? Do we need to bail?
Eat his wings, John Phillips. 749-1444. That's 749-1444. I just read the address, so send us some fan mail. That's P.O. Box 6126, Cincinnati 45206. I'm Chris. He's
and
Rob.
And I'm Rob.
Yeah. Okay. What else do we need to cover?
Let's see. We covered Chicago traffic and weather. We've covered Cincinnati traffic and weather. I don't know what else.
Okay. We got a call on deck here. We'll take the call.
And then we'll continue on.
I just love it the later it
turn me off for a second.
Okay.
That's lovely.
Love. Oh, check out that. That's big and green and slimy.
Oh, man.
Man. Right.
Steve, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
Where are you calling from?
Western Bowl.
We just talked to some guy from Chicago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and he said, hey, in your dreams, the Bears will kick your ass. They don't open their mouth in Chicago. They just kind of honk right through their nose.
Yes, they do. Now, listen.
What?
I heard what your format was tonight, that Insta Verdict.
Insta Verdict like juice.
Yeah, right. And I'd like to tell you about a scenario I thought about that could be possible with this case.
Okay, does it involve bowling?
No, it doesn't.
I get Ronald Goldman guy was a better bowler than the juice, and the juice being the world-class athlete couldn't stand it.
Rob, that is not even funny.
Wasn't supposed to be funny. It was just a scenario throwing it out there like Ellery Queen did. You ever see Ellery Queen and go, who do you think the murderer is?
And anything is possible.
Anything is possible. It you know, it's surprise day. Anything can happen, and it usually does.
That's right.
So, Steve, the bowling king, what is the scenario that you've cooked up?
Okay, you got Ron Goldman. He's among the obscure in our population.
Rain's a nobody.
That's right.
He's gum on somebody's shoe.
That's it.
He's flotsam and jetsam in the stream of life.
Well, he meets OJ's ex. So he wants to become friends with her, which he does. They become close friends.
Spanking friends? Spanking buddies?
Could very well be and probably was. All right, so... she's probably flipping the bill for some of his stuff. I mean, let's face it, he's a waiter, you know.
And he's paying $9,000 a month alimony plus child support on top of that, and you're saying that she's funneling off some of that money to him?
Yeah, she's, you know, he's getting her for some cash. So now he wants more cash. So what he tries to do is he's trying to get her to soak OJ for some more bucks, which she might have done for a while. Okay. It comes to the point where he keeps pushing it and pushing it. He wants more. She finally says no.
Mm-hmm.
So they get in a big argument at her apartment.
Okay.
All right. It escalates, and he kills her.
Well, and he stabs himself.
That's right. He kills her.
So Ronald Goldman has killed Nicole Simpson.
That's right. Now, Simpson just happens to stop over because he's wanting to get back together anyway.
Yeah, he's a horn dog.
So he stops over. He sees what this Ron Goldman has done. Ron Goldman comes at him. They wrestle. He gets the knife. OJ gets the knife and kills Ron Goldman. Yes, that's right. Okay.
My goodness, I've never seen such blind hero worship in my life.
Hey, Steve.
Now, wait a minute.
How much aerosol shoe cleaner did you have to snort to think that one up?
Not much.
Steve, there was a coroner's report came out just a little while ago this evening. I heard it on one of our competitors' radio stations on the news. And they had reported that the coroners found that Mr. Goldman had been stabbed in the back.
Oh, in the back.
And that Mrs. Simpson's head had been, like, cut off.
Almost.
And Simpson had a cut hand.
Well, yeah.
Okay. So Goldman could have cut his hand. They struggled, and Goldman turned around, and that's when OJ, you know, did him.
So OJ grabbed the knife from him, spun him around, and then stabbed him.
He didn't necessarily spin him around, but in the struggle.
I tell you, you got the juice as like Shaft or somebody. Well, he shows up in a long leather coat, kicks the knife out of the guy's hand, goes over and picks it up, and then stabs him with it.
And then he flips.
Yeah.
You know, and he don't know what to do. I mean, let's face it, I'm sure that, you know, I mean, he seems like an intelligent guy. He's a football player, you know. And
yeah, those guys are usually pretty smart, those football players.
I'm not saying that. They, as a matter of fact, usually to be a football player, he seems to be such a nice guy, but in order to play pro ball, you have to have a mean streak.
No doubt about that.
I mean, you know, but still and all, you know, he could have flipped after that happened, so he calls his attorney. And his attorney, you know, they're trying to get all this worked out, so it's a big conspiracy now. And I'm sure that's what's going on with his attorneys and him, and, you know. But it's just a scenario that I thought up, you know, I mean, you know.
All right, Steve, maybe you need a few more customers there in the middle of the night.
All right.
All right, thanks for your input.
Okay, take care.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Give me a number.
Now we got to go with either 1 or 5.
Okay.
Or 8. Jim, pick a number, 1, 5, or 8.
Okay, the phones are lighting up here at 749-1444.
The calls are flying in fast and furious. I was going to say, he's Chris and I'm Rob, and we're going to take Bob's call. Bob, go ahead.
Oh, this is so cool. I'm, like, in the spotlight.
1, 5, or 8, Jim.
Hi, Bob.
Hi,
well,
Bob.
Well, hey, what I wanted to find out, what's the most creative use you can think of for mayonnaise? I mean, it's just an idle musing.
What you do is you set it out in the sun, you let it turn green, and you take it, then it's better than shrooms.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh. Do it, man. I'm serious.
But don't take too much. Just like a spoonful.
A tablespoonful.
Oh, I'm excited about that. I'll have to try it. How long should I leave it out there?
Till it turns green. You know, it depends on the heat, humidity, temperature.
But
if it's real eggs, how old it is, if it's real mayonnaise or that salad dressing kind of stuff.
That sounds way too complex. But, like, what kind of green are we looking for? Because, you know, there's all kinds of shades of green and stuff.
You got to let it kind of green to taste.
Is it like a hunter green?
Let it green to taste. It depends on the kind of buzz you're trying to get. Like, if you want, like, a super-duper wacky over-the-head buzz, no, let it turn, like, nice and dark and olive. If you kind of just like one of them kind of tickly kind of buzz.
Kind of a vapor trail buzz.
Then you kind of just let it turn just like kind of a light green. Like a springtime grass.
Whoa, that is deep.
All right, Bob, there you go. Hope it could be some help.
I've got a few other things.
Okay. I hesitantly
say. Hey, Rob, it's not going to be easy to get rid of this guy.
Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, you know what?
He was about to call
There's the new guys, the new up-and-coming Chris and Rob wannabes on Waif.
Who?
The Matt and Chad or whatever they are.
Matt and Chad.
Or Chad and Matt or somebody. Chad and somebody.
Scott and Kevin?
No.
Matt and Chad, all right.
Well, they got a summer show?
Yeah, they got a summer show. And you see, they had...
Is this Matt or Chad?
They had... No, this is neither. They had Eddie Fingers and Bob the producer from EBN doing a spot for him.
Cool.
Why can't you guys, you know, because you are at the pinnacle of greatness that you are, why can't you get that same kind of treatment? Because
it would never occur to us in a million years to get those two zeros to bore up our show.
Right. But,
cool.
I mean, if you want more celebrities, we'll deliver. If the Chris and Rob audience is demanding celebrities, we'll get celebrities.
If you want people from that J-Core stable, who do you want? You want the Truck and Bozo, and he's been on Chris and Rob more than he's been on any other Waif show.
That's cool. Well, we want somebody from The Point, because there is no point.
There is no point to The Point. There's been a guy from The Point actually live and on the air here. Just no one ever knew that he worked for The Point when he was here.
Right.
Whoa.
Who else do you want?
Oh, I don't know.
Jim Scott, maybe?
We've had Janine Coyle. We've had that, what's the pooper guy? The guy that owns Pooper the Dog?
Yeah.
Jim Scott Taylor.
Jerry Thomas.
One of the people who doesn't say anything on Channel Z.
We could get one of those people. We have people from 97X on our show quite often.
Well, that's cool.
And you want Bob the producer, so what did Eddie like say something like, boy, these two guys are nuts, and then Bob laughed like a lunatic?
Yeah, it was really stupid, but...
What a shock.
Okay, Bob, you tell us, what do you want?
What do I want?
What do you want from Chris and Rob?
More celebrity interviews with Dr. Ruth.
Okay.
Okay, we haven't done any yet.
Well, that's what I say, more.
Okay.
Okay. What else do you want?
More raw doing of, like, Windex over the air, because that's cool, it, you know...
That was over my head. Okay, what else do you want, Bob?
I want to know, lesbian activists.
Okay. That's easy.
I don't know. You've done a good enough job so far. I can't give any more suggestions.
Then why are you calling and complaining for?
I'm not complaining.
Kiss my butt already, will you? Who do you think you are calling my talk show and telling me how to entertain you?
You wanted my suggestion.
Why don't you just let me entertain you, sit back, relax, smoke another joint, and enjoy the show.
When's Matt and Steve on?
I don't know, sometime in the afternoon, but they play a lot of goofy hip-hop stuff.
It's all right. Have them give us a call, will you?
Oh, I don't know them, but you call.
Tell them we want to get together for coffee sometime.
For coffee?
Coffee, yeah. Coffee.
Okay, in Chicago?
Right here in the Queen City.
Okay.
In that place that gives you potatoes and eggs and...
Yeah,
ketchup.
That place
was good.
Well, maybe we'll get together for a slice of piping hot pie over there at the... What are you doing? Over at No Anchovies. Rob's losing his temper, Bob. We got him riled up.
Hey, Bob, sit back and prepare to cry. Pick a number, 1, 5, or 8, Jim.
It's too late.
You're dead.
This is a song from the new Iris Dement album. I'm Chris.
Five.
He's Rob.
5.
749-1444. And together,
we got style, we got rhythm, and we got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. And how about you? Trixie, what up?
Hello.
Hello, Trixie.
Hi, I've got a question for you.
Okay,
guys.
We got an answer for you.
Okay, do you think they're going to turn the O.J. Simpson thing into a TV movie like they did for the
You bet it'll be out in November during Sweeps Week.
During Sweeps Week?
It'll be out November during Sweeps Week.
Do you think Denzel Washington or LeVar Burton?
Denzel doesn't do TV.
My friends came over like right after I called, and we've got a debate going on.
Let's talk to some of your friends. Who all are your friends? Introduce them.
Well, there's Roxy. None of them will talk.
Why not?
Well, I've only got two friends here. Roxy's going to the bathroom.
Roxy's going to the bathroom.
What about the guy played the oldest Cosby kid? Or else the Kadeem, or the Kadeem Hardison guy. Well, he could start pumping an iron.
Okay, who's your other friend?
Well, I have Roxy going to the bathroom, and the one in the kitchen getting out the SpaghettiOs is John.
Okay, Roxy, John, and Trixie are getting together tonight, and what are you debating?
Whether or not they're going to turn the O.J. Simpson thing into a TV movie.
What are the odds of having three people in a room and two of them having an X in their first name?
Well, both our names are nicknames.
Oh.
All right. Anyhow, how's your debate been going so far? Like, what have you concluded?
Well, right now, John thinks that they will, and I don't think they will because he's such an American hero.
No, they will, and they get somebody from Baywatch to play that Nicole Simpson chick, and they'll get, and all we got to do is cast the Juice and Al Cowlings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, John Amos will play like the Juice's dad, although the Juice doesn't really have a dad. Who would John Amos play? What about the guy who's on the new All in the Family? They can get that guy. He's a young black actor on TV. See, there's so few black actors on TV, it's hard to start to pick one.
Well, I was going to say Mario Van Peebles.
He's a pretty big star to do a TV movie, just like Denzel.
Oh, well. Well, that was my guess, but...
What about Rock? Is there anybody on Rock I could play the Juice?
How about his brother?
That one guy killed a guy, didn't he?
What guy?
Charles Dutton from Rock killed a guy. They could get him to be the Juice.
Is he the one with no hair?
Yeah, he's the bald guy. He's Rock.
He needs hair to play O.J. Simpson.
I think out in Hollywood they have these people called makeup artists, and they can give you hair if you don't have any.
They're like magicians, you know.
But he really doesn't look like him. I'd say more like that guy who plays his brother Joey.
Who's Joey? What the hell are you talking about? Who's Joey?
No, that guy that plays the trumpet. His brother on that show, Rock.
Wynton Marsalis.
No. Is that who it is?
What the hell is she talking about, Chris? What the hell is she talking about?
Over my head. I don't watch much TV, Rob.
Well, I've just read about this Rock. I've never seen it. I just know that the guy killed a guy.
I read about it in Keyswater's column.
Greg Pate of the Post.
Yeah. Okay, anything else, Trixie?
Nah, you just helped our debate a little
Put
bit.
Put Roxy
thanks.
And John on for a minute.
Is this debate also a wager?
Yeah, huh? Is this debate also a wager? I mean, are there, like, funds involved?
No.
Me and these two guys bet on Mr. Red, and I'm in
probably board. Cleaning each other's you apartment, won probably.
Okay. Well, put either Roxy or John on.
Roxy and John.
Put one of them. Huh? Yeah, get one of them on the phone.
Hold on, let me ask her. She'll come on.
Uh-oh.
They could get Angie Davis to play.
Hey, guys, look up.
Is that a comet smashing into Jupiter?
Maybe.
Sorry, she's refusing to answer.
Why is that?
She says she refuses to answer on the grounds she may incriminate herself. Why does she think she's incriminating?
Well, if she doesn't go on the radio with us, you know what might happen?
What?
She might get abducted.
Actually, that wouldn't be too bad right now because she's getting on my nerves.
Well... Tell her to not get on your nerves so much and call us next week.
Okay.
Later, baby.
Bye.
Okay, 749-1444 is the phone number.
Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show. You didn't bring a big batch of newspaper clippings and stuff?
No. Why? Should I?
I don't know. You usually do. You always have all kinds of weird things you want to talk about.
I just wanted to talk about the comet all
night. You want to talk about the comet all night. It's the day of the comet, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's actually 19 minutes until 4 o'clock here at WAIF in Cincinnati. And we've got the multi-talented Dan on the phone. What up, Dan?
Hey, not a whole lot. How you guys doing this morning?
We're hanging in there.
Good, good. Yeah, this O.J. Simpson thing, I wanted to ask you guys maybe an alternative question here. What do you think the effect will be on the city of Los Angeles, most specifically Compton, California? Will there be any riots?
I don't think there'll be any riots. I think people just realize clearer than ever that the L.A. police suck.
And that people in California really are that crazy. I mean, do you think it'll be another excuse to rob and loot and destroy?
It's not a racially motivated crime.
Whenever they talk...
He's black, she's white.
That's not racially motivated. He didn't kill her because she was white.
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there, guys. Oh, I think the media is going to keep it quiet. You know, they're not going to sit there and belabor the point about, you know, will this have any, you know, will we have another Rodney King thing here? Because, you know, that would be considered media hype, and, you know, if something does happen, everybody will jump on the media.
They always talk about whenever you always hear sociologists, and let's see if I can be any more inarticulate.
Be more inarticulate?
To have a riot, you got to have the right weather.
Ooh, isn't it hot?
It's got to be hot. If it rains, you'll never have a riot. If it's hot,
oh, that's true.
And it stays hot for a while, there's a good chance you'll have a riot. But if there's no rain... you'll never... Who would riot, though?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the people in L.A., I mean, anytime...
Well,
I mean, this is a superhero. It'll be on the news for 2 months, just like the Rodney King thing.
This is a pretty high-profile...
Oh, God, yeah.
...black guy getting taken down.
Sure.
And you haven't heard Al Sharpton or any of those idiots say it's some kind of white Jew conspiracy.
Well, he's a hero, you know, and
Marion Barry got caught on film smoking crack with someone not his wife in a hotel room, and Al Sharpton's running around saying there's like a white plot to entrap him or something.
Right.
Now, but you haven't heard.
That was Washington D.C.
Yeah, you haven't heard any of these yin yangs come out of the woodwork and saying it's just because the juice is a brother.
Right. Well, you know, he's a brother that made it well. You know, he was from the ghettos in San Francisco, and he's worth $40 million and. You know, everything that goes along with that. Can I give you, I don't burn a lot of time here. Can I give you an alternative scenario
Is it about like Steve's?
No. It makes a little more sense than Steve's did.
I can't believe
you're right. And I thought this out. In his letter to the public, Juice mentioned a woman named Pamela.
Pamela.
Okay, now, Pamela was somebody that he's been seeing since he divorced Nicole in 1992.
Does seeing mean hosing?
Please?
The scene mean hosing? They got to be more specific about this in the media.
You just
can't say see. You got to say if they've done the deed or not. Now, come on, don't whitewash things. What's this guy's name? Come on, Dan.
Are you asking me if he was doing her?
Yeah, was he doing her? Was he doing her?
He was doing her.
Was he doing her?
And, okay, so he's doing this girl named Pamela. And, you know, the past month or so,
letter say he was doing her?
Please?
His letter didn't say he was doing her. He just said something like, thank you for the memories.
Well, he said something to the effect of, we'll never get our chance. Now, whether that means...
Maybe he didn't do her yet.
Well, maybe that means we'll never... Can I finish?
I won't get my chance to do ya.
Okay, hold on. So, there's this mysterious Pamela woman that nobody in the press has picked up on.
You're obsessed with this Pamela, aren't you?
No, wait a minute.
Do you want to do Pamela?
Hear me out, because this is supposed to be a crime of passion.
That'd be a good name for an album.
Okay, so he's seeing her, doing her, whatever, for 2 years. And suddenly he tries to get back with Nicole.
Yeah.
Well, being in love with him, or his $40 million, or whatever she was in love with.
His big old rooster.
That could be. You know, she hires a thug, she hires his gardener, or the guy that, you know, hey, wait a minute, now this guy's been asked, he says, I want immunity here, I don't want any... You know, I don't want any thing to come back on me. He says, but I will tell, you know, I'll tell you guys what happened.
Okay.
You know, and it was obviously somebody that was very close to Juice. If he didn't do it, I'm just saying if he didn't do it, because they would have had to have access to the house in order to plant the stuff. I want to ask you this. There's no smoking gun. Where's the murder weapon? You know,
they left
incriminating stuff. They left the bloody sneakers. They left everything else. But Where's the murder? Why didn't it get tossed in the dumpster, you know?
We should ask that guy in the John Hancock building. See, the L.A. cops say he took it to Chicago, and the Chicago cops are too incompetent, can't find it. We should ask the guy in Chicago where it is.
Well, they've got those, you know, those Radio Shack metal detectors are going around with looking for the, I don't know, it stinks to high heaven to me why, you know, there's this, there's a lot of things that don't fit. Another thing that doesn't fit is, you know, it was a chance meeting between, you know, Goldman, who, you know, he was just happened to be coming back to deliver these glasses, and if Juice was stalking him, you know, because I really think that he stopped there to kill him, not her, and you know, it was just a chance thing that he was even there in the first place. You know, it was just
now. There's no chance about it. She used those glasses like how Yeah, the women used to, like, drop their hanky in the old days.
But how would he have known about it? If it was premeditated, he would have had to have been there. And this was a few minutes before he was supposed to take off on a plane to go to Chicago, which was planned days in advance. It's just there's a lot of stuff that doesn't fit.
I got this really weird idea, Dan.
Okay.
What if we get, say...
why don't we just wait 2 months?
Why don't we get, like, 12 people together... and, like, let those guys listen to all the evidence and, like, hear both sides of the story.
I agree 100%, but I was just saying, you know, it's like with the prosecution, they get one person, and they go off on one angle, and, you know, I'm sure they might be investigating other possible things, but there has been nothing in the press about this mysterious woman, Pamela. And it just seems to me that she might have something to do with it.
You
want to
call the L.A. cops?
No. Guys, come on. But I'm being serious, though. It's true, you know. It's there's been nothing said about her. And I would have thought the press would have jumped all over this, and they didn't, you know. And I thought maybe him mentioning her in the letter might have been a last cry. You know, hey, you know, maybe there was somebody else involved. You know, I'm just looking at it from... I'm not a hero worshiper. As a matter of fact, I was, you know, kind of young to remember the Juice. I remember the Hertz commercials. But, you know...
I remember the Juice running absolutely nuts every time he came to Cincinnati. He ran all over the Bengals.
If you guys got a few minutes, would you like to ask me a question about something? Any kind of quick thing? Or?
Yeah, the Juice has got to be one of the coolest all-time nicknames.
Yeah, but his name was like Oreo or...
Orenthal James Oreo.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know, there's always two... You know, we're all human and we're all imperfect and we all do things that we regret later on. And
seems to me, though, that the Juice could get any bleach blonde trailer tramp he wanted.
Amen.
I don't know why
Amen.
He'd get hung up on one.
Amen. You got $40 million in the bank, and you got an estate.
You know
line.
Leslie Nielsen personally? What the heck?
Right, yeah. Come on, guys. If he couldn't. But, you know, maybe he was in love with her, you know. And like his football friend, Jim Brown, who's come forward now, he said, you know, he just said it. He said, when you're on cocaine, there's no love. There's nothing else. And he didn't say Juice did cocaine, but he implied.
Or maybe that Nicole was on cocaine.
That could very well be. We'll never know. We'll never know. The two people that were most involved are dead now. So.
The three people.
Well, yeah. And I just, I don't know. I guess you'd have to put it in another, if somebody said, I don't know, who's a local major sports celebrity that,
Dave Parker.
Yeah, Dave Parker or well, the Pete Rose things was not of the same magnitude, but, you know, everybody said, even after the reports come up, he said, no way, Pete. No. This guy's born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio. He's a good guy. There's no way he did it. And there are people to the day that will swear to their grave that he never did it, but I don't know. So what do you think about this Doc Wolf? I want to jump off the subject. Man, I'm so sick of hearing about it. I'll just wait the 2 months and see how it comes out.
Pete didn't gamble on baseball.
No, he didn't. He was railroaded. Even if he did gamble on baseball, baseball's case against him was a house of cards, which easily would have been torn apart in a court of law. Baseball knew it. Giamatti knew it. And I'm glad that Giamatti's dead, and I hope he's rotten in hell.
I love it. Yeah. Well, that's the stuff that makes America great, you know. The world keeps spinning and everybody keeps going on, but, you know, we get some crazy things that happen. But, do you think Juice should be taken out of the Hall of Fame? And
hell no!
Yeah?
No!
What about Pete Rose? And then, I mean, should he have been let in?
Yes!
Okay.
It's a plane.
Hey, do you see how much ground we're covering this evening?
Yeah, Dan, I tell you what, you're all over the place. You're like a shotgun, man.
I'm sorry. I'm so charged up, man.
You are fired up.
What about, real quick here, before I hang up, what about Doc Wolf leaving Gary Burbank and you guys going to fill the shoes? Or, you know, Doc wrote that book, it's on a bestseller list, and Gary...
Well, in reaction to the Doc Wolf low-fat cookbook, Rob and I are currently putting together a high-fat cookbook with greasy, fatty foods, our favorite kind.
With his recipe for fries, right? With Rob's recipe. Because he seems to be stuck on fries tonight. I don't know.
Rob, you should be able to take a French fry, one single fry, and if you put it on your kitchen floor and, like, scoot it around with your foot, you should be able to cover the whole floor with grease, every square inch.
I'd hate to take your blood pressure, pal.
Rob can do a million things with onion rings. For example, Rob,
let me hear this.
What are some of your favorite things to do with onion rings?
You got to wait for the book. If I give it away now,
okay.
You see, then no one have any reason to for the book.
Mm-hmm. So watch for it, ladies and gentlemen, the Chris and Rob High Fat, High Cholesterol Cookbook.
I'm glad you guys are up on this stuff. I didn't even know the complete title. But
stuffing. Stuffing's one, just turkey stuffing.
Turkey stuffing.
Onion ring.
But, yeah, it's a big...
One of my favorite delicacies is you take your steak, you know, and you cut that fat around the edges, you deep fry the fat like a pork rind.
Heart attack city, man.
No, first you take it and you forgot the most important step. You got the fat cut off, right? Then you coat it with lard. And then you dredge it in beer batter, and then you fry it. Then you got some good eating.
We've got some special desserts that you're just going to love. One of my favorites is the buttersicle.
Buttersicle.
You know, you take some butter and you melt it and you put it in one of them little things.
Real butter, not that sissy margarine crap.
Right, and
put it on a stick.
Put a stick on it, put it in the freezer, like the freeze, and you got a buttersicle.
One quick thing, guys. I'd like to thank you for having that amateur astronomer on. That's fascinating stuff. I've always wondered if that's the way, you know, we'll end up is having a... I mean, you hate to think about that, but maybe have an asteroid or a... would get loose or a comet or something smash into the Earth and do it.
That's why we need SDI. That's why Reagan was right. We need Strategic Defense Initiative.
Isn't that how they say one of the theories, how the dinosaurs, the comet hit the Earth and created a big cloud? And,
yep.
Yeah, there's another theory that I find a little more believable, that the dinosaurs were chain smokers.
You and Gary Larson.
Yeah, really.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
All right, guys. I hope it made your morning a little better.
Later. Have fun in Woodstock, Dan.
Hey, I'm not going to that.
Dan, are you on the mailing list?
I don't have the money. I was a wafer. I'm not on the mailing list anymore.
Well, no, not at the WAIF mailing list, the Chris and Rob mailing list.
Stay on the line.
No, do you guys have
yes!
that?
Yes!
I'm sorry. Wait.
All right, we'll take you off the air then.
Sign me up.
Okay, Jim's going to get your address. You're not on the air, so if you're screaming, you're screaming in Jim's ear.
Hey, Jim, find out if he likes no anchovies pie.
You like no anchovies pie?
Chris, if he has a pulse, he likes no anchovies pie. Right there on Ludlow Street next to the Dirty Movie Theater. 749-1444, it's phone number of the Grizzly Rumble Late Night Talk Show. WAIF Cincinnati, we've only got 65 brief moments left with you wonderful Cincinnatians.
We can't just give him the no anchovies pie, we got to ask him a question.
All. Yeah, we haven't given away the slice yet, have we?
Yeah, we got one slice to give away.
The thing is, people say slice, and they think, like, it's one of those little corner pieces like you get at Chester's or somewhere.
It's huge.
No, these slices are meals.
It's as big as your head.
It is big.
Hey, Rob. Hey.
Jim.
Hi, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and we're talking live to the Truck and Bozo over at the Big One.
Hello.
How are you, Truck and Bozo?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Some guy just called. He said, Chris and Rob, you guys have a wonderful show, but you know what you need? We said, what do we need? They said, you need more celebrities. The first person we thought of was Dave Parker, but we don't want to wake him up, so we said, we'll get the Truck and Bozo.
Yeah, and you can't wake up Johnny Bench.
We wouldn't want to wake up that guy.
I can't think of any celebrities that are up this hour of the morning.
Okay, what was the name of that song again?
Oh, yeah, Bozo, we have a request for you.
Uh-huh.
Me and Dammit Ray. Can you play that one?
Oh, get off my back.
All right.
Who sings that song? What is that?
That's 10 minutes and 55 seconds long.
Woo!
Yeah.
Tell us about the money.
The money?
The money.
What do you want to know?
Something about the money makes you mad and sticks in your craw.
The lies that are being told by government, basically, about that. That's what that amounts to.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Well, I was told back in the latter part of last year by a contact I have in Washington. He said, you watch, in about 6 or 7 months from now, there's going to be an announcement made that the dollar bills are going to change in appearance because of the fact that the American money market has been flooded with billions of dollars of counterfeit money.
Okay, now, your source in Washington, he's not like a guy named Gorilla or Squirrel or Peacock or Bear or anything like that, is he?
I compare him to, Woodward and Bernstein's Deep Throat. Very credible, and he's never been wrong. A lot of times he will tell me something, and I will purposefully not even say anything about it for 30, 60, maybe even 90 days, just to see, just to check out, you know, is this really going to happen? And
so you believe that the country may have been flooded with millions and billions of dollars of counterfeit $1 bills?
It has not. It has not been flooded with billions of dollars. And common sense can tell you that, because if there, and, you know, Carol Williams on Channel 9 News reported that. This is what the Treasury had leaked out. This was the story. And she said billions of dollars in counterfeit money by terrorist groups.
Whoa.
And you stop and think a minute. If there were billions of dollars in counterfeit money, you would have gotten stung with a counterfeit dollar somewhere along the way. I would have gotten stung, and millions of other people would have.
I still use gold bullion for most of my purchases.
Well, that's good, you know.
How come there are no dollar bills with Lloyd Benson's signature on them? How come there hasn't been any dollar bills made since, like, 1988 Series A?
They've got the 1990. They got the 1990 series. Those are the ones, 1990 and newer, have the magnetic strip in them.
Okay.
Yeah.
The singles and fives are only tens and aboves?
I've seen it in the fives. I don't recall seeing it in the singles. But fives and on up, after 1990. Was that have the 1990 series made on them?
So why do you have your panties in a wad about the government changing the dollar bill to make it harder to counterfeit?
That's not the purpose for it.
Why are they going to change the dollar then?
They're going to go to what we call a closed or blocked currency.
Uh-huh.
They're going to issue a new type of money that'll be used here in the States, and the greenback, as we know it, will still be used overseas.
Uh-huh.
It's a matter of government control. So let's say if, in a worst-case scenario, you decided, hey, you know, things are getting bad here, I want to get out of this country. So I've got my money in the bank, I'm going to draw my money out,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to send, you know, maybe you've got $60,000 or $70,000 that you inherited, and you're going to ship that off to your aunt Beulah in Germany and have her...